What's up, this your boy Lil Duval, and check out my podcast, Conversations with Unc, on the Black Effect Podcast Network. Each and every Tuesday, Conversations with Unc podcast feature casuals and in-depth talk about ebbs and flows of life and the pursuit of happiness. Unlike my work on stage, I tap into a more serious and sensitive side to give life advice and simply offer words of encouragement, yet remind folks to never forget to laugh. Every Tuesday, listen to Conversations with Unc, hosted by Lil Duval on the Black Effect Podcast Network, iHeartRadio app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Presented by AT&T. Connecting changes everything.
Let's clear out winter and clean up the lawn with Spring Black Friday savings at the Home Depot. Right now, get the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower for just $89 and make your lawn work easier with a powerful 90 miles an hour of clearing power. And with convenient online shopping, you can order on the app, pick up in store, and get outside sooner. Get your yard spring ready with the Ryobi One Plus leaf blower. Now just $89 during Spring Black Friday at the Home Depot. How doers get more done.
You know you've got a comeback in you. When you take the next step, you're going to make it count. For your career, for your family, for your life. You can earn a degree you're proud of with Purdue Global. Purdue Global is backed by Purdue University, one of the nation's most respected and innovative public universities. This is your chance. This is your opportunity. This is your comeback. Purdue Global, Purdue's online university for working adults. Start your comeback today at purdueglobal.edu.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
Welcome to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Rob Shooter. It's Wednesday, which means our dear friend Donny Meacham joins us all the way from LA. Donny, are you there?
Hello, hello, hello. It is a Wednesday. Always so excited to be here. Although allergy season is kicking my butt this year.
Is it really? I took a Sudafed this morning. I was sneezing up a storm.
Yes, Sudafed. It's been wild. For 2 weeks.
I know. I live on the west side by the High Line, which used to be like a rusty railroad.
Yeah,
that went nowhere. I never sneezed for 20 years. Now it's a garden. I can't stop sneezing. I know. They've purified New York. They've made New York beautiful. And it's made my life a nightmare. Sneezing up a storm. Hey, we can't complain. Life is so good. We get to do this for a living every single day with you, naughties. We're grateful for that. We know why we are here. It is you. So let's jump into the show. What time is it, my friends? It is tea time. Big scandal at the top of the show. Adam Levine allegedly cheated on his wife with a model. So an Instagram model. Her name is Summer Stroh. She claims that Adam Levine and her had a shocking affair. And now it's a TikTok video. Of course it is. So Summer is claiming that she had an affair with a married man who's married to a Victoria's Secret model when she was younger, naive. She felt exploited by him. Now it's been revealed that guy could in fact be Adam Levine. So she does have a OnlyFans account, so we're not judging that, but she's trying to promote some traffic to that. She alleges that she's no longer in touch with Mr. Adam Levine, but she did keep some receipts, Donny. She has posted some text messages which appear to be from Adam, although you could put anybody's name into your phone, I guess. Over 40 million people have seen these. What the most shocking part is one of the texts. It seems as if Adam is asking for permission to name his baby after her. That's one of the texts. Now, because this has exploded, Adam has responded, and he does admit to, quote, crossing the line. This, to me, sounds like Jada's entanglement. Do you remember that? The entanglement. So he said I used poor judgment in speaking with someone other than my wife in a flirtatious manner. I did not have an affair. Nevertheless, I did cross the line. He goes on to say that it was inappropriate. He's addressed it. He's rectified it with his family. His wife, his family are all that he cares about. And he has been so stupid to risk all that. He added, I take full responsibility and we will get through this together. This is the problem, Donnie. More people are now coming forward with text messages from Adam Levine. As we speak, a few of them have been revealed. I know from my newsroom there are more.
What is Adam thinking? First of all, you're a ginormous pop star. Psst. People know who you are. Literally, it doesn't even take a Google search. It's just Adam Levine. We all know who you are. And the second of all, even when these celebrities who like write people on Instagram, it comes from your account. Right. I can see it. I can screenshot it. I can show my friends. I can literally show anybody. Why are they so dumb? It's a real question.
I think it's vanity. I think they get sucked in. And I've seen this. If you approach a star and they're a bit bored, they might respond, particularly if you say something nice. The mistake people make on social media is they come at you. They come at you with all their problems or your problems, but it's all wound up together. Criticism, nobody responds to that. If you send a celebrity a text or a... You probably can't text them, but you can send them social messages, DMs. If you send them something nice about how great they look, how handsome they are, they might respond. They are...
Narcissist.
Generally. Like, you don't want to label everybody, but it's narcissism. And once you get one response, you can get another. And before you know it, you can start a conversation. And if you look just the way they want you to look, they might keep talking.
Oh, it's outrageous, but I kind of love it. And the fact that now he has to answer for what he did. And the fact that he is married. No. And now he has to come out and say, I'm a sleazebag. This is what I did. And now forever we'll just know Adam is a little horn dog who happens to be a little sleazebag.
Yeah, Adam's a sleaze. I don't like the fact that we wanted to get permission to name his baby after the person.
It's disgusting.
That's not good. But I do think there is a difference between having an affair and flirting with somebody over text or DMs. Am I wrong there? I think there's a difference between hooking up and being bored. I don't like it, but being bored and answering DMs. Do you see the difference?
Yeah, I think it's easier to forgive a flirtatious message as it is to forgive, oh yeah, I brought her home and I had sex in our bed with her.
That's quite a difference.
Yes.
That's quite a difference. This is not going to go away, though. So people that think this is going to disappear, it is not going to disappear anytime soon. Which brings us to our poll question of the day. Adam Levine might have cheated on his wife, claims an Instagram model. Who do you believe, the model or Adam? Go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice Rob. Our Facebook page is Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. Hey, Donny Love, what are you working on?
Well, more is coming out about Hugh Hefner and his wild bedroom antics. Apparently, he insisted on using this tool for sex, which former Playboy bunny Holly Madison has come out and says, do not use baby oil as a lubricant. I would honestly say I've never used it, but I would say it's probably not good. Mm. And Holly Madison goes on to say, Hef would use baby oil as lube. I do not recommend this. It is an infection waiting to happen. It's disgusting. I don't know what his hangup was with it. It took it to the point where I was constantly irritated by this baby oil because it throws off your pH balance. So you're constantly going to like having yeast infections. What was Hef to ask? Hef, if a girl went to you and was like, hey, this is causing me problems. Yes. You should have stopped it.
Well, I think he's that type that probably wouldn't. It's Hef's way or the highway. What I'm confused about here, and I hope I don't sound like I'm blaming the victim, but I'm not sure why Holly is still talking about him. I think Holly needs a new conversation, something new to talk about, because we know this. We saw the reality shows. You've told us pretty much everything, although this is a new detail. I will give you that. I don't think this is helping you, Holly. I think I would advise you, if I was your rep, to move on, to find a new narrative, because this is like so creepy and it just reminds us all that you were Hef's girlfriend.
Well, I think it goes back to, I forget, was it Rosie O'Donnell who said it? Somebody said it's like the age you become famous at, you're like stuck there.
Oh.
And so I feel like she became famous because she was the girl next door. She was right. in the Playboy Mansion. So she's stuck in that weird life now.
It. You're right. The celebrities that I worked for, their life stopped at the peak of their success. So if they were a huge star in the 80s, that's where they want to live for the rest of their lives. They never changed their haircut. They never changed their clothes. NSYNC are probably still in the year 2000. Like, you know, if you go to Lance Bass's house,
hello.
You know it's not been updated. And I get it. Like, you stop at the peak of your success. But Holly, I mean, don't listen to me if you don't want to. You don't have to. But I think you can talk about something else now. I want to know more stuff about your life. And I want happy stuff about your life where, hey, this is a fabulous story. So there's a conspiracy theory that a candle was deliberately placed at Queen Elizabeth's funeral to block Meghan Markle. You can't make this up. So Meghan did happen to be sitting behind a giant candle at Queen Elizabeth's state funeral. Now, people that were watching the funeral in Britain, and particularly the BBC, they couldn't see her. So my sister Christine, hello, 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 kept texting me, Meghan's behind a candle. I can't see her. And so now people are thinking this is on purpose. I don't really play into conspiracy theories. I mean, they're fun over drinks and gossip, but I don't think they would deliberately put a massive candle in the way of the camera. And Meghan, what do you think?
Oh, you know Kate was like, guys, where's Meghan sitting? Move that candle
Move
over
it
there.
To the left.
Move it to the left.
Where's the camera angle? Oh, where's the lens? Where's Meghan sitting? Stick a candle between her and the camera. They did.
It's so fabulous. It's because it's so silly that it's fabulous.
I know, and it could be true. That's why it's delicious.
Yes!
And that's the best conspiracy theories are the ones that could be true. I don't think it is, but it's so ridiculous. It could be true. Hey, what else are you working on, Donnie?
Oh, Sylvester Stallone. He posted a photo with his estranged wife, Jennifer Flavin, as they are amidst a divorce. You know, it seems like he's a little conflicted about his split from his longtime wife. He also got a tattoo of her removed.
Oh.
So it was a tattoo that was dedicated to her removed. But then days later, he just posted a photo with her. And he said, wonderful. It's the first picture. And the second picture was a family photo featuring his three daughters, Sophia, Sistine, and Scarlett. They were taken when the girls were much younger. It's just so strange. He's having second thoughts.
Well, I think she's the one that filed for divorce, and he was meant to be very upset when he found out about it. So I don't think he wants this to end. And so posting nice pictures are lovely, but instead of posting pictures, call her. Yes.
Hello. Text her.
Call her. Yeah. She's not going to watch it. You know, I mean, is she? Are you only communicating now through social media? Is she following you on Instagram?
Is she a Kardashian?
You've got her phone number. Call her. Call her. I know. It is awful, though, when relationships break up and only one of you want it to end.
He's 76. I mean, I'm not saying that that's old, but it's not young. And
not
70s,
young.
You are Sylvester Stallone,
you
so there were girls
yes,
out there who
you
would
will find probably
do
another,
whatever.
You're very rich. You are Sylvester Stallone. But even so, it's not. Who wants to start over at 76?
No, nobody.
I know. He's been with her for over 20 years. They know each other. So, I mean, even though they might annoy each other, I think sometimes you enjoy being annoyed by people, you know.
Yes,
I've got friends that annoy me, but I like having them around. I know, sometimes I think I don't want to start over. I had dinner with a friend a couple of nights ago who was very annoying. And part of me was like, I can't do this anymore. And then part of me was like, we've just got so much history, I can't start again. Yeah.
And I don't want to make another friend.
I don't want to make it. I'm too lazy. I know. Sylvester, pick up the phone and call her. Hey, quickly before we get a break, Paris Hilton is offering a massive reward because her doggy Diamond, oh no, has gone missing. So apparently she was having some work done at the house. So she was moving houses. That's what she was doing, moving houses. And the movers left one of the doors open and the doggy escaped. Paris is heartbroken by this. She's putting up photographs around LA. Please, people, return my puppy. My friends and my family are helping me search high and low throughout the entire neighborhood. She went on to say that her husband, Carter, is trying to help find the dog, too, using a drone, which is very LA.
Yeah. But also what people don't realize is a lot of the times where these celebrities live, they live up in the hills, the Hollywood Hills, the mountains. There are mountain lions. There are wolves.
Coyotes.
There are lots. Yes, there are a lot of animals because this is a real, we weren't meant to live here. This
You're
was their
really
land before we jumped
there.
In.
Right. It's like they have rattlesnakes and things. Like they really, and tarantulas that bite, like spiders that bite you. Not like in New York, like I'm moaning about the bugs from the High Line, but it's like a butterfly. It's not a spider that's going to bite me or a snake that could kill me. In LA, there's hills. It's the Wild West.
This chihuahua, I'm sorry to say, it's been missing a week now.
It's not good.
The odds are not good.
No, it is not good. It is not good. And once Paris left Tinkerbell, her chihuahua, in my office in New York for like the week, for 4 days, I swear. I'm not joking.
I'll be back.
She left it in my office and I couldn't take it home because I have dogs too and they didn't know each other. So Lauren, who worked for me, had to look after Tinkerbell for 2 days. And I said to Paris, I've got your dog. She's like, I wondered where he was. I said, he's at Lauren's house. And then she said, well, FedEx him back.
FedEx?
FedEx him back.
Well, he's got a breeze.
I don't know if it was a he or a she.
Yeah, Tinkerbell.
I know.
Non-binary. We'll
I left that dog. She did leave that dog. Lauren, if you're listening, hello, you can confirm this. Nobody would believe this story. But I swear, I used to represent Paris. So she came to my office for a meeting. She brought the dog. And then she left the meeting. I looked down, and the dog was still there. And I was like, oh, she'll be back. She must go to the loo. She never came back for 3 days.
Went to the bar.
The dog.
Hello. She was at Petito's. Hello.
Terrible. Okay, we're going to take a quick break and we will be right back. Welcome back to the Naughty But Nice Show. I'm your host, Ram, shooting with our friend Donnie Meacham. Hey, Donnie, don't forget to vote on today's poll. You can go to our Twitter page at Naughty Nice, or our Facebook page, Naughty Gossip. And be sure to check back tomorrow to hear your results. And now it's time for our noisiest of the day.
Oh. Well, Florence Pugh and Chris Pine, they missed the Don't Worry, Darling New York City event. They actually skipped out on another event promoting that movie that's been plagued by crazy rumors. But Pug and co-star Chris Pine did pre-tape a message for fans saying they were unable to attend Monday's screening because she is busy filming Dune Part 2 in Europe and he is in production in Los Angeles.
That's fair enough.
Well, first of all, the Europe one, I'm not flying from Europe to New York City.
Yes.
LA, maybe. You could have jumped on a plane. But it was nice of them enough to even pre-tape a message because there's so many conspiracy theories out there that Florence and Olivia Wilde are at each other's throats. They may or may not be. Doesn't look promising. But this movie is just plagued by so many rumors.
I know. I think these rumors are all helping, though. I really do. Part of me thinks this is the entire press campaign at this point. Like, there's so much drama of this movie. I gotta see this movie. So I think you're the nicest of the day, even though you're being very, very naughty. There's so much drama around this movie. I do get it, though. This is a good reason. If you're working, then you gotta work. You've got to work. Their schedules are busy. So you're sort of our nicest of the day, and now our naughtiest of the day. Naughty, naughty, naughty. New York City weatherman Eric Adam has been fired after nude photographs of him were sent to his boss. Now, he did not send them. Adam is saying in a lawsuit that somebody took pictures of him when he was on an adult webcam site. So he was posing naked. He was on an adult site. He really wants to make clear that this was consensual. It was two consenting adults. They were both enjoying each other, having some private time together, and somebody took images, and this is when it gets really nasty. The person that took the images recognized him from television and they sent the photographs, and they're really explicit, to his boss and his mother.
Ooh, the mom is a very low blow. But people don't realize it is actually, I would argue, I think it's illegal to take pictures off of those sites.
Oh, like it's like revenge porn or something.
Because a lot of those sites, they actually have like disclaimers and rules that says, you know, you are not allowed to screenshot. You are not allowed to take pictures. And so this guy might actually be in trouble. Or a girl. We don't actually know exactly who said it.
Well, he said the site to disclose who the person was that he was talking to. When you go on those sites, you get a screen name. So it doesn't have to be your name. If ever you leave a comment on a blog site, you can put it under, you know, Mickey Mouse. Doesn't have to be your name. So the person he was talking to, he knows the screen name, but he doesn't know their real name.
Yep.
Now he's saying the site has to reveal the person's name, because this person is the one that took the photographs and now he's lost his dream job. He also does go on to, he does take responsibility, and he said too that despite being a public figure and being on television in the largest market in the country in front of millions of people 5 days a week, I secretly appeared on an adult webcam site. It was absurd of me to think I could keep this private. Nevertheless, my employer found out, I was suspended and then terminated. These pictures now are online for the rest of his life. I feel bad for Eric here. I do. You know, we can argue about how smart it was to do this, and I think the answer is it wasn't. But nevertheless, if you think you're doing something private and it's consensual and somebody betrays you, wow, darling, I feel for him. Is that crazy?
No. I do feel for him because I think here, I don't want people to be sex shamed. People are allowed to do what they want, and you do whatever you want, as long as you're not hurting anybody and there's consent out there. He did leave certain aspects out of the images in his apology, right. I think, which are what got him in trouble. I just think, you know, you just got to be smarter. Be a little more careful.
Yeah, it's not my world. You know it on this show. I hate talking about sex. But if ever, gosh, I was in a position where that was something I would think about doing, I would wear a heavy veil or pearls, yeah. like at the Queen's funeral, I'd wear a hat. Yeah,
put a candle in front of my face.
I'd put a candle right in front of me, like what they did to Meghan Markle.
Yeah.
I know. It's like people that send naked pictures of their you-know-what. Most people don't include their face on those, Johnny, and that's quite smart, I think. Do you not agree, as somebody that sent and received those dirty pictures?
I may have to... contort my arm because I have visible tattoos.
I would hate you would to know look it was your me. Phone and see what's on there, I tell you that. But that's your private business, and that's the point here. It's his private business. Hey, let's end with a moment of Rob. You get a Rob. I love this quote. It's from Jared Leto, who said the following, quote, "Try and fail, but never fail to try." That's my motto in life. I fail all the time. I really do. But I always get back up and I give it another try. I never, ever stop trying. Try and fail, but never fail to try. That's it for today. Thank you so much for listening to The Naughty But Nice with Rob and Donnie Show, a production of iHeartRadio. Don't forget to subscribe on the iHeartRadio app, Apple Podcasts, wherever you listen. Leave us a review if you can. They really do help. And remember, all together now, if you're going to be naughty, you've got to be
nice.
Take care, everybody. Pip, pip.
It's Naughty But Nice with Rob.
Diamonds Direct Spring Sale starts this weekend. Get 20% off rings, earrings, pendants, bracelets, and more. It's the best store-wide sale of the season. Plus, book an appointment and get an additional $100 off. That's 20% off plus $100 off store-wide. And enjoy an expanded selection of the latest styles with designer appearances each weekend. Tons of engagement rings on sale, too. 20% off starts Friday and opens Sundays. Details at DiamondsDirect.com.
Refinancing your car at Kemba Financial Credit Union can get you quick access to cash to help manage high-rate debts and expenses. Get up to $500 next day cash back, plus no payments for 90 days, and take cash equity out. Make your car work for you and drive away with extra cash. Apply at Kemba.org. Restrictions apply. Offer ends April 30th, 2024. Federally insured by NCUA.
With Lucky Land Slots, you can get lucky just about anywhere.
Dearly beloved, we are gathered here today to... Has anyone seen the bride and groom?
Sorry, we're here. We were getting lucky in the limo and we lost track of time.
No, Lucky Land Casino, with cash prizes that add up quicker than a guest registry.
In that case, I pronounce you lucky.
Play for free at LuckyLandSlots.com. Daily bonuses are waiting. No purchase necessary. Void where prohibited by law. 18 plus. Terms and conditions apply. See website for details.
This is Malcolm Gladwell from Revisionist History. eBay Motors is here for the ride. With some elbow grease, fresh installs, and a whole lot of love, you transformed 100,000 miles and a body full of rust into a drive that's all your own. Brake kits, LED headlights, whatever you need, eBay Motors has it. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, it's guaranteed to fit your ride the first time, every time, or your money back. Plus, at these prices, you're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.